This is Guru Nanak's bhajan, Chitta Kapardate Rupa Suhavana, page 149. Clothes and beautiful form must be left in this world. Whatever one has done, good or bad, he has to suffer that. One does what the mind wishes. One has to go through this narrow path. One has to go naked to hell, a dreadful sight to behold. One has to repent for the bad deeds. Oh man, one has to leave the white clothes and beautiful form in this world. Chitta Kapardate Rupa Suhavana, page 149.
Chitta Kapardate Rupa Suhavana, Chitta Kapara, Chitta Kapardate Rupa Suhavana. Duniya te chad javana bandeya, bandeya. Duniya te chad javana chit kapara, chit kapara te rupa suhavana, chit kapara. Chitta kapara te rupa suhavana, duniya te chad javana, bandeya, bandeya, duniya te chad javana, chitta kapara. Kapad rupa suhavana, Kapad rupa suhavana chad duniya yandar javana duniya te chad javana bandeya bandeya duniya te chad javana chit kapara Chitta kapara te rupa suhavana, chitta kapara, chitta kapara te rupa suhavana, duniya te chad javana, bandeya, bandeya, duniya te chad javana, chitta kapara. Manda changai apana, manda changai apana, apehi kita pavana, duniya te chad javana, bandeya, bandeya, duniya te chad javana, chitta kapara, chitta kapara te rupa suhavana, chitta kapara, chitta kapara te rupa suhavana, duniya te chad javana, bandeya, Bandeya duniya te chad javana chit kapara hukam ke man bavade hukam kiye man bavade rahabide aage javana duniya te chad javana bandeya bandeya duniya te chad javana chit kapara chit kapara te rupa suhavana chit kapara Chitta kapara te rupa suhavana, duniya te chad javana, bandeya, bandeya, duniya te chad javana, chitta kapara. Nanga do jak chalaya, Nanga do chak chalaya, Kari o gun pa cho ta vana, kari o gun pa cho ta vana, duniya te chad javana, bandeya, bandeya, duniya te chad javana, chit kapra. Chitta kapara te rupa suhavana, chitta kapara, chitta kapara te rupa suhavana, duniya te chad javana, bandeya, bandeya, duniya te chad javana, chitta kapara.
Oh man, one has to leave the white clothes and beautiful form in this world. Before we begin reading, a reminder that Saturday, February 6th is Master Kripal's birthday, and we will have a virtual retreat on that date. Our first reading is Master Kripal's birthday message of 1961. And Master says, "Dear ones, I cross this day into the 67th year of my earthly pilgrimage. I am moving on to the goal of my life, just a puppet in the hands of the Almighty, my Guru. My life has been woven in this one thought, that there is no east and no west. The whole creation is the house of our Father. The various countries are so many rooms therein. The aeroplanes, having annihilated all distance, all the so-called East and West are brothers and are children of the same Father. We are members of one world brotherhood, of one cosmic community. The whole creation is sustained by God, who is not a distant deity, but closer is he than anything else. The Nam, the Sat Nam, the eternal word, is immanent in every form. He is in the poor, the rich, and the outcast. We are all brothers in God. World brotherhood is the crying need of the day. True religion is the expression of divinity already existing in man. It is not rites or ceremonies, creeds or forms. It is life. It is the mingling of the soul with the great life. It is not shut up in the temples, but in love for all. Love knows service and sacrifice. There is no place where God is not. You will not find him in gorgeous temples made of marble and stone. You will find him in the tears of the poor and the lost. True happiness lies in giving to others, not in self-seeking. We should not be worshipers of the God of conventions. We should raise our moral aspirations to the highest extent and realize in ourself God, who pervades throughout the universe by transcending limitations of the senses. Try to study the book of life, our very self. Let us be careful not to confound religions with creeds and forms. We should realize that the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are unseen are eternal, and that is the underlying unity of all religions. I see the waking ones are not awake. They are asleep inside on account of the outgoing faculties. With open eyes are many blind. They have eyes and see not the light of God, which ever shines, which filleth all, in the heavens, earth, the waters, and the air, the source and strength of all that is. If thou develop the power of seeing, be one-eyed, lose the sight of the senses. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. They have ears but hear not the enchanting, sweet melody of life reverberating throughout all creation. If thou grow in power of hearing, then be deaf to the world. You will hear when thine ear is closed to the noises of the world. Thou will hear the music of the spheres, the flute of the Lord. If thou would like to have true knowledge, transcend the sense knowledge. Enter the inner silence, and the same will become vocal. With longing in thine eyes, enter thou within from without. It is in truth the central message of every true master. In thine own house you will see him. Therefore, I would request you to gaze and gaze with longing in your heart, with silence in your soul, and with no thought of this world or the next. The grace of God will descend on you, and the gaze will grow into a glimpse, and he will reveal himself to you, and you will find, nay, see him within yourself. O thou, the immaculate Nam, thou illuminateth my life, and thy love overfloweth my frail physical life. May thou accept me. The mission of my life is to help others to rise above body consciousness and have a glimpse of the Lord with the grace of my Master. Those who have been put on the way should go on in all earnestness to reach their goal, and others who will be led by God to come up to me will be put on the way. With all the love and best wishes to each one of you, Kirpal Singh. And this is beginning a discourse that Sanchi gave in January of 1986 in 16 PS. This is in the April 1986 Santbani magazine called Out of the Cycle of Pain. And Sanchi says, many times I have told this story in the satsang. Master Sawan Singh Ji used to tell this story very often. In Iran, there was a very famous Mahatma whose name was Khwaja Hafiz Shirazi. And once he said, if the master orders you to wash your prayer mat in wine, you should do it. In the Muslim religion, wine is considered to be very bad. What to speak of washing one's prayer mat with it? It is very much against the Muslim religious law. So when Hafiz said that, it created trouble among the Muslim Orthodox people. Somebody told the Qazi, in parentheses, in those days the laws and judiciary things were handled by the Qazis, the Quranic judges, end parentheses. And they said, Khwaja Hafiz has said this, which is against our law. The Qazi sent somebody to Hafiz and told him that either he should take his words back or he should explain why he had said that. Well, Hafiz said, whatever God made me say, I have said. There is no way I can take my words back, because it was not me who spoke these words. It was God Almighty Himself who spoke through me. Mahatmas say only whatever comes from God. Guru Nanak also said, whatever God makes me say, I say only that. Whatever bani is coming from the beyond, that is what I speak. So according to that, Hafiz said, I cannot take the words back. When the Qazi came to know all this, he personally came to Hafiz to find out what the words meant, because he was a good soul and he wanted an explanation. But when the Qazi came there, Hafiz said, I cannot tell you any more than what I have said. If you want to know more, go to the fakir who's residing on top of the hill, and he will tell you more. Now, because that Qazi was a good soul, and he really wanted to know the meaning of the words spoken by Hafiz, he went to the top of the hill where the fakir was living and asked him. The fakir said, I cannot say anything. Go to the prostitute in the town. Take these 2 rupees and give them to the prostitute. And there you will understand why Khwaja Hafiz has said those words. Now the Hafiz was confused because he thought, what kind of fakirs are they? One is saying that we should wash our prayer mats in wine, and the other is saying that I should go to a prostitute? Anyway, he was a true seeker, and he thought, well, let me do it. Let me go to the prostitute and find out the reason. So he went to the prostitute. When he arrived, she was not at home. Somebody else was managing the place, and there was no experienced prostitute available. But they had one young girl, whom they had bought in her early childhood. They had brought her up, and now she was old enough to do the business. The woman who was in charge thought, this Qazi looks like a very wealthy customer. And so she prepared that young girl for prostitution. And when she was being prepared and dressed up, she was weeping because she had spent all her life purely and had not done any bad thing before that. This was the first time that she was going to be presented as a prostitute. Well, that young girl was sent into the room of the Qazi, and since she was weeping, he realized at once that she was not a prostitute, but was being forced into it. So he asked her, tell me who you are. Because the Qazi thought, if she were a prostitute, she would have laughed and smiled and tried to please him. But it was not like that. So the Qazi asked the girl, tell me who you are and why you are weeping. She said, I have spent all my life in purity, and I have not done anything bad. This is the first time that I'm going to indulge in this sin, and I don't know what kind of life I will lead after this. I don't know how many bad karmas I may have to do, and what will happen to me in the end. I am not a prostitute. I was forced into this. Now the Qazi wanted to know more about the girl, so he asked her what her village was and who her parents were. And she replied, I don't know. When I was very young, dacoits attacked my village, and they plundered all our wealth. They kidnapped me, and they sold me to the prostitutes. Now, the Qazi had been through a similar experience himself, so he wanted to know what the village of that girl was. And when he asked her, she said, I don't remember exactly, but maybe it was called by this name. She mentioned a certain name, and to the Qazi's surprise, that was the name of his own village. So he asked her, Do you remember the name of your father? And she said, maybe my father was called by this name. And she gave the name of the Qazi himself. The Qazi realized that this was his daughter whom he had lost when she was very young and had been kidnapped by the dacoits. So the Qazi embraced her, and there he found his lost daughter. So now he understood why that fakir, who was living on the top of the hill, had sent him to the prostitute's house, because that fakir wanted to unite him with his lost daughter. So he took his daughter and went to the fakir and told him, when you told me to go to the prostitute, I did not know why you were sending me there. But now I know the reason that was behind it. Now I understand why one should do exactly as the master tells him. Because the masters are all conscious, and they know what is good for us. Even if the master says that we should wash the prayer mat in wine, still we should not hesitate. Even though it may seem very bad, still one should do that, because the masters are all conscious. And whatever they tell you, there's always some secret behind it. As all of you know, this group was supposed to come here yesterday, the 23rd of January. You people were going to stay in Delhi for the 22nd night and come here on the 23rd of January. Papu never used to get a newspaper here, but since the last few groups, he's been getting a newspaper every day. Once in the newspaper, he read that on the 23rd of January, they were going to call a strike in the state of Haryana, through which we have to come. On that day, they were not going to allow any vehicles, no jeeps, no buses. Nobody could travel on that day in Haryana. So he brought that newspaper to me and asked me to find a solution, because the group was supposed to come here on the 23rd. At that time, Master Kripal made me say that the group can come here on the 22nd, the day before it was scheduled to come. Instead of saying 24th, I said 22nd. Now, you know that that was a very big change. The group had to reach here one day before it was scheduled, and Judith was informed. She might have had difficulty in changing the tickets. It's very difficult to change that many tickets in the airlines. But thanks to His grace, all the tickets were changed, and the dear ones got here on time. And according to the changed program, all of you reached here safely and happily, and I was very happy to see all of you here. If the group had come according to the original schedule, if the group had stayed in Delhi for the night of 22nd, you would have already heard that the hotel in which you were going to stay was burned down, and 38 people died on the spot, and 45 are struggling with their life. So as Guru Nanak says, whatever Master tells me, I say only that. So thanks to Master Kripal that he made me say 22nd and not 24th. If he had made me say 24th, you people would still have been in Delhi on the 22nd. And all these beautiful faces, these shining faces, these beloved dear ones of Master Kripal, who are sitting in front of me right now, I don't know what would have happened to them. You would have been also in the fire, and you can imagine how difficult it would have been for me to bear. It would have been impossible for me to bear that loss. It is possible that something would have happened to me also. So I am very grateful to Master Kripal. How can we sing the glory of that Master Kripal who made all these arrangements and who made me say 22nd instead of 24th? Only because of His grace, all of you were saved from such a terrible accident. It took 8 hours to control the fire. Almost everybody was sleeping when the fire started, and most of the people who died were Westerners. Some were from Germany, Australia, Russia. Now, coming to the satsang, a brief hymn of Swamiji Maharaj is presented to you, in which he describes this world as a world of suffering and a world of pain and happiness. He says that everyone in this world is suffering and enjoying happiness. Everybody is affected by this cycle of pain and happiness. We get pain and happiness according to our own karma of the past. When we enjoy the fruit of our good karma of the past, we get happiness. But when we have to pay our bad karma of the past, then we suffer and have disease and have troubles. So sitting in this body, we enjoy the happiness as well as we suffer the pain. Saints and Mahatmas tell us, if you want to save yourself from this cycle of pain and pleasure, then rise above this world and reach the plane where the Almighty Lord is. That plane where the Almighty Lord resides is not the plane of pain and pleasure. It is the plane of total peace. The laws of India apply only as long as we are living in India. Once we get a visa to go to some other country and leave India and go to that country, then the laws of that country apply to us. If there is peace and happiness in that country, we will be peaceful. We will enjoy that peace and happiness. If there is pain or trouble there, we will be suffering the pain and trouble of that country. This is just an example. What is the visa I am talking about? The visa is the Naam. I've mentioned the name of India only to give you an example. I mean to say that the laws of this world, which are created by negative power, apply to us as long as we are living in this world. But when we get the visa of Naam, the saints and Mahatmas become our consuls, those who have come into this world and who have been appointed to give us the visa of Naam. They know that Sach Khand is our real home, where there is peace and happiness, where there is no pain, no unhappiness. And we are supposed to go back to our real home, Sach Khand. And saints have come into this world to give us the visa of Naam, which will enable us to get back to our real home. So long as we are living in this world of unhappiness and pain, we have to follow its laws. But when we rise above it, when we go back to our real home, then we enjoy the happiness there. And this is a short reading from Guru Nanak's Japji. This is in Master Kripal's book, The Japji, The Message of Guru Nanak. We're going to read stanzas 7 through 11. So Nanak says, if one could extend one's life to 4 ages, nay, make it 10 times longer. If one were known throughout the 9 planes of creation, and everyone therein followed him in respect. If every creature praised him to the sky, all this and more has no value if God's eye looked not kindly upon him. Without his goodwill, he will be reckoned as the meanest worm among worms, and sinners shall charge him with sins. O Nanak, he bestows virtues on those who have none and adds to the store of the virtuous. But there is naught that can bestow aught upon him. By communion with the word, one can attain the status of a siddha, a peer, a sura, or a nat. Those are different levels of spiritual teachers. By communion with the word, one can understand the mysteries of the earth, the supporting bull and the heavens. By communion with the word, the earthly regions, the heavenly plateaus, and the nether worlds stand revealed. By communion with the Word, we can escape unscathed through the portals of death. O Nanak, his devotees live in perpetual ecstasy, for the Word washes away all sin and sorrow. By communion with the Word, one can attain the powers of Shiva, Brahma, and Indra. By communion with the Word, one can win esteem from all, irrespective of one's past. By communion with the Word, one can have yogic insight with the mysteries of life and self all revealed. By communion with the Word, one can acquire the true import of the Shastras, the Smritis, and the Vedas. O Nanak, his devotees live in perpetual ecstasy, for the Word washes away all sin and sorrow. By communion with the Word, one becomes the abode of truth, contentment, and true knowledge. By communion with the Word, one gets the fruit of ablution at 68 pilgrimages. By communion with the Word, one wins the honor of the learned. By communion with the Word, one attains the state of Sahaj. O Nanak, his devotees live in perpetual ecstasy, for the Word washes away all sin and sorrow. By communion with the Word, one becomes the abode of all virtues. By communion with the Word, one becomes a sheikh, a peer, and a true spiritual king. By communion with the Word, the spiritually blind find their way to realization. By communion with the Word, one crosses beyond the limitless ocean of illusionary matter. O Nanak, his devotees live in perpetual ecstasy, for the Word washes away all sin and sorrow. We'll leave off at that point. And our final reading is a talk that Master Kripal gave called All the World is a Play. This is a talk that Master gave in India just before his departure on the Third World Tour. And this comes from, I'm reading from the book, The Third World Tour of Kripal Singh. So Master says, the masters see the world in its true colors. We have yet to develop that eye which enables us to see the correct posture of the world and its affairs. They see from the level of the soul. We see everything from the physical level, for we are one with the body. This is the principal difference between masters and other human beings. The worldly people think that the body and its connections are all permanent, but in fact, the whole world is changing. Truth is that which is permanent, imperishable, and unchangeable. It is always constant. Most people see the world as something permanent, and they declare, "The world is sweet. Who has seen beyond it?" And this is the only heaven that exists. But those who see from a more accurate level, the level of soul, they say, "O world, what are you doing? What tragedy?" Masters do not give out any philosophy, but rather they state the simple common sense facts. They do not speak by inference. They are clear observers who see exactly the world's condition. They repeatedly proclaim the real truth of the matter, but no one hears or cares to hear. The world is in a very tragic condition. The soul has got a body. The body does not possess the soul. With a great blessing from God, the body was given to fulfill a high purpose. And what is that purpose? It is to unravel the mystery of life. There is a creator of all things, one through whom the whole of creation came into being, and we must know that Creator. Preceding this ultimate goal, man must come to know himself, and this can be done in the company of another who already knows himself and has solved the mystery of life. Life is two-part. There is outer life and inner life. Those who live only in the outer aspect accept the world as being the truth, even while going through the daily experiences of its ups and downs, even though it is obvious that no person is really happy here. Kabir Sahib says, "I have not seen one indweller of this body who is happy. Whosoever I saw was unhappy." Those who think always at the body's level and become the very image of the body can never be happy. O Nanak, the whole world is unhappy. Can anyone then be happy in this world? Only he who has solved the mystery of life, and those who, through keeping his company, gain the right understanding. Why do we all suffer so? And how can we become truly happy? Only the saint's disciple can be happy. The saint enjoys true happiness, while all others are in deep misery. Union with the Gurumukh, the company of a sadh, the color of the Naam. This is the true association through which thy name is remembered. That is a prayer uttered by awakened souls. God should guide our intellect. God, or he in whom God has manifested. For only with right guidance can the intellect work unerringly in the way it is directed. Further, the mind should follow the intellect, and the senses should follow the direction of the mind. Each sense should be in perfect control and work according to the person's will. You can see that at present, the machinery of our being is all working upside down. The outer enjoyments draw the senses. The senses draw the mind. Mind carries away the intellect. And this is the reason for all the misery. We are soul. We are conscious entities. Kabir says, "This is God's child." And he also tells us, "Your caste was of Satnam." The masters appeal to our better instincts. O soul, you are part of the all consciousness, but by connecting yourself with the low caste mind, you have forgotten your true and noble identity in the sense enjoyments, and have become the body's image and the image of the world. You are so steeped in this forgetfulness that even the sustainer is not remembered. This is what is at the root of all unhappiness. Our intellect works with fingertip function. So if only the mind would listen and obey the intellect, it would be guided into the right action. The intellect will give clear warnings for a few times. But if the mind does not listen, then the intellect remains quiet. This is what is often termed the voice of conscience speaking, which gives us the right guidance. If you act wrongly, it will tell you. And if you listen and then act upon the guidance, you're saved from wrong action. Otherwise, if the imperial wall is infringed upon, then the intellect or conscience remains silent. Even the worst type of human has a conscience. If only the mind would act on the suggestions from the intellect, the whole being would be in perfect control, and the person would enjoy the happy situation. Why is the saint's disciple happy? He has got one thing set. His horse is pulling the cart. The cart is not before the horse. All the world is intoxicated by outer enjoyments. And yet, when masters come, who do they address? Not the greater population, but themselves, their own companion, which is the physical form. Is not the body the first companion we have when we come into the world? It is accompanied also by the senses, and the masters address the body and its senses. O body of mine, what kind of karmas have you earned since you came to this world? What have you done with your physical life? It was your turn to meet God, but have you done so? He cannot be realized by the senses or the intellect or the pranas, the vital airs. He can be experienced only by soul, which is a conscious entity that gives guidance to the body through the intellect. One master gives a simple example. There was a monkey and a goat. And one day, after milking the goat, the housewife left the milk standing nearby. Although the monkey was tied to a tree, yet he could reach the milk, and he promptly drank it. He cleverly splashed a little bit on the goat's mouth, and when the housewife returned, she jumped to the conclusion that the goat had drunk it and gave the goat a beating. The master then likens our mind to this monkey, which plays havoc. But the body gets the blame and the punishment for the mind's bad deeds. The human form is the highest of all species. It is the form in which the Lord can be realized. It is the form which is received by the soul through great good fortune. Even the gods and goddesses yearn to be born into the physical form of the human being. Instead of gaining realization, the poor body is made miserable, just like the goat, through the mind's misleading influence, which overpowers the intellect and forces it to fulfill its wishes. Can you not analyze clearly the reason for all your unhappiness? You never gave a single sincere thought to your maker. Is there some machinery which forms the body in the mother's womb? A dog's offspring is born in the dog's image, and the human offspring is born in the image of a man. So who makes all these features? O body, you make no effort to know your maker. Masters do not preach to people, but they advise them. O body, you came to this world, but for what purpose? You came with a golden opportunity. It is thy turn to meet God. He can be known in this form, but you have yet to do the work. The master also addresses the senses. O eyes of mine, the Lord put light in you. See nothing but the Lord. With that God-given sight, you should see him in all things. O ears of mine, the Lord attached you to this body. Listen to the Sat Bani, the music of the spheres. This music hath resounded in all four yugas. The true one made it audible. You can hear this delightful music with the grace of the Guru. The Guru's Bani is vibrating in all. He himself created it, and he himself manifests it. We have also, those who repeated the Nam became immortal and reached infinity. Instead of all this wonderful experience, what did the senses do with this golden opportunity? O tongue, you taster of tasteless things, your thirst will never go. You should have tasted the nectar of immortality, but you are pinioned to the lesser tastes of the world. So the right understanding can be had only through a master soul who looks at everything from the level of soul. There are two sides to a picture. On one side, you may see beautiful forms or scenery, but on the reverse side, there's nothing. Masters stand on the edge and survey the worldly scene. Those with a constantly outward view, who live only the outer aspect of life, continue to fill the heart's reservoir with impressions of the world and its events, to the point of overflowing. It is a very superficial life, in which people even dream of these happenings and speak aloud of them in their sleep. They have never tapped inside to find out who they are. For the body's beauty and attraction exists only because of the true being within it. The body is honored and greeted with pleasure while the soul remains within. While the friend, the Lord, resides within, the companion, the soul, remains. When the companion leaves, only ashes are left. Even the world's attractiveness depends on you, for if you die, the worldly pleasures mean nothing. We spend all our lives eating and drinking, but we have no awareness. All right, we will leave off at that point. And today we're going to begin a talk that Sanchi gave at the Shamas retreat in California, June 7th, 1992. It's a satsang on the Bani of Guru Ramdas.
ਊਠ ਕੰਡਿਆਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਝਾੜੀਆਂ ਖਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹਦਾ ਮੂੰਹ ਲੋਹ ਲੁਹਾਣ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਿੰਨੀਆਂ ਵੱਧ ਝਾੜੀਆਂ ਖਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਵੱਧ ਲੋਹ ਲੁਹਾਣ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਹ ਤਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਵਾ
ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਸਟਕ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਪਲੇਜਰਸ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਆਰਗਨਸ ਆਫ ਸੈਂਸਸ ਇਜ਼ ਅਨਅਵੇਅਰ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਦ ਕੈਮਲ ਈਟਸ ਦੀ ਥੋਰਨੀ ਬੁਸ਼ਸ and he bleeds in his mouth. As he goes on bleeding his mouth, the more he goes on bleeding his mouth, the more he goes on eating those thorny bushes.
ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਇੰਦਰੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਭੋਗਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵਿਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਫਸ ਕੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਆਪ ਭੁੱਲ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਹਾਂ ਔਰ ਜਿੰਨੇ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵੱਧ ਭੋਗਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਓਨੀਆਂ ਵੱਧ ਬਿਮਾਰੀਆਂ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ ਖਿਆਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਟਿਕਦਾ ਗਾ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਾਜ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਗੇ ਇਸ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਨੂੰ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਛੱਡਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਤਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਗੇ
ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਫੋਰਗਟਨ ਆਵਰਸੈਲਵਸ ਆਫਟਰ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਇਨਵੋਲਵਡ ਆਫਟਰ ਇੰਡਲਜਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਪਲੇਜਰਸ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਆਰਗਨਸ ਆਫ ਸੈਂਸਸ ਵੀ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਸਟਾਪ ਇੰਡਲਜਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਪਲੇਜਰਸ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਆਰਗਨਸ ਆਫ ਸੈਂਸਸ ਈਵਨ ਦੋ ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਸੋ ਮੈਨੀ ਡਿਸੀਜ਼ਸ ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਸੋ ਮੈਨੀ ਡਿਸੀਜ਼ਸ ਸਟਿਲ ਵੀ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਸਟਾਪ ਇਟ
ਗੰਦਗੀ ਦਾ ਕੀੜਾ ਗੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਰਹਿ ਕੇ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਜੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਕੱਢੀਏ ਜਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਮਰ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਜਾਂ ਮੁਰਝਾ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਜਾਂ ਉਸੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਉਹ ਜਾਣਾ ਚਾਹੇਗਾ
ਅ ਕ੍ਰੀਚਰ ਹੂ ਲਿਵਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਡਰਟ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਵਾਂਟਸ ਟੂ ਲਿਵ ਇਨ ਦ ਡਰਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਟੇਕ ਇਟ ਆਊਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੈਟ ਡਰਟ ਈਦਰ ਹੀ ਵਿਲ ਡਰਾਈ ਔਰ ਹੀ ਵਿਲ ਈਦਰ ਹੀ ਵਿਲ ਡਾਈ ਔਰ ਈਦਰ ਹੀ ਵਿਲ ਡਰਾਈ ਔਰ ਹੀ ਵਿਲ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਦ ਡਰਟ ਅਗੇਨ
ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵਿਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਬੜੀ ਹੋਈ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਅਗਰ ਇੱਕਦਮ ਅਸੀਂ ਰੂਹਾਨੀ ਮੰਡਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਇਹ ਉੱਥੇ ਠਹਿਰੇਗੀ ਨਹੀਂ
ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਟ੍ਰਾਈ ਟੂ ਟੇਕ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਸਮੀਅਰਡ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਡਰਟ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਇਨ ਦ ਪਲੇਜਰਸ ਆਫ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਸਮੀਅਰਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਡਰਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਪਲੇਜਰਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਟ੍ਰਾਈ ਟੂ ਟੇਕ ਇਟ ਆਊਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੈਟ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਟੇਕ ਇਟ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਹਾਇਰ ਪਲੇਨਸ she will not be able to stand that she will not stay there
jis tarah assi tobi de paas jaane hain oh maile to maile kapde nu ton waste taiyar ho janda hai ਉਹਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਕਰਤੱਵ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਮਾਣ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਇਸ ਸੰਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵਿਕਾਰਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਹਟਣ ਦੀ ਹਦਾਇਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਬੁਰੇ ਨਤੀਜੇ ਤੋਂ ਖਬਰਦਾਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਪਿਓਰ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਅੰਦਰ ਰੂਹਾਨੀ ਮੰਡਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਠਹਿਰਨ ਦੇ ਕਾਬਿਲ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ।
When we take our dirty clothes to the washerman, since he is proud of his competence, he knows that he can clean them, he accepts them. In the same way, when we go to the perfect masters, first of all, he tells us that we should not indulge in the dirt of the pleasures of this world. He warns us, he tells us about the consequences of the indulgence in the pleasure of the world. And when we believe in him, when we start following his teachings, afterwards he gives us the Naam initiation when we purify ourselves, and by doing the meditation of Naam, when we take our soul up, then she becomes able to remain in the higher planes.
Sultan Mahmood apni rijit di hifazat waste raat nu pes badal ke sheher vich janda gaya agge panchor san ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਆਪ ਕੌਣ ਹੋ? ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਚੋਰ ਹਾਂ। ਜਦ ਮਹਿਮੂਦ ਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੌਣ ਹੋ, ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਚੋਰ ਹਾਂ। ਔਰ ਸਾਰੇ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹੋਏ ਕਿ ਰਲ ਕੇ ਚੋਰੀ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ। ਫਿਰ ਖਿਆਲ ਆਇਆ ਕਿ ਆਪਣੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਕੋਈ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਸਰਦਾਰ ਵੀ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ। ਸਰਦਾਰ ਚੁਣਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਪੋ ਆਪਣੇ ਕਸਬ ਦੱਸਣੇ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਸਨ ਕਿ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਵਸਬ ਹੋਏਗਾ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਸਰਦਾਰ ਚੁਣਿਆ ਜਾਏਗਾ। ਪਹਿਲੇ ਚੋਰ ਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ, ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਮੈਂ ਕਮੰਦ ਮਹੱਲ ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀ ਲਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ, ਪਹਿਲੀ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕਿਤਨੇ ਵੀ ਆਦਮੀ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਾ ਉੱਪਰ ਚੜ ਜਾਣ। ਦੂਸਰੇ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਸੁੰਘਣ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮੁਹਾਰਤ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਖਜ਼ਾਨਾ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਹੈ। ਤੀਸਰੇ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਪਾੜ ਲਾਉਣ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੁਹਾਰਤ ਹੈ, ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਹੀ ਮੈਂ ਖੜਾਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਣ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਗਾ, ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਤੱਕ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੱਗਣ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਗਾ। ਚੌਥੇ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਜਾਨਵਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਬੋਲੀ ਪਛਾਣ ਸਕਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਕੀ ਬੋਲਦੇ ਹੈ। ਔਰ ਪੰਜਵੇਂ ਨੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਰਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਲੈਣਾ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਦਿਨੇ ਆਸਾਨੀ ਨਾਲ ਪਛਾਣ ਲੈਣਾ ਹੈ। ਹੁਣ ਮਹਿਬੂਬ ਸੋਚ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਕੀ ਦੱਸਾਂ ਜਦ ਮੇਰੀ ਵਾਰੀ ਆਏਗੀ। ਆਖਰ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੀ ਦਾੜੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਹ ਵਸਫ ਹੈ, ਗੁਣ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਤਨੇ ਵੀ ਪਬਲਿਕ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਾ ਫਾਂਸੀ ਦੇ ਤਖ਼ਤ ਤੇ ਚੜ੍ਹਦੀ ਹੋਵੇ, ਅਗਰ ਮੈਂ ਹਿਲਾ ਦੇਵਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਸਭ ਛੁੱਟ ਜਾਂਦੇ, ਆਜ਼ਾਦ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ। ਸਾਰੇ ਕਹਿ ਕਹਾ ਕੇ ਹੱਸ ਪਏ ਕਿ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਸਰਦਾਰ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨੂੰ ਸਰਦਾਰ ਮੰਨ ਲਿਆ। ਚੋਰੀ ਦੀ ਸਲਾਹ ਕੀਤੀ ਗਈ ਕਿ ਰਾਜੇ ਦੇ ਮਹੱਲ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਜ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਾ ਲਾਈਏ। ਮਜਬੂਰਨ ਉਸ ਰਾਜੇ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸ਼ਾਮਿਲ ਹੋਣਾ ਪਿਆ। ਮਹੱਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਬੜਾ ਕੀਮਤੀ ਸਮਾਨ ਚੁਰਾਇਆ, ਬਾਹਰ ਆ ਕੇ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਤਕਸੀਮ ਕੀਤਾ। ਆਪੋ ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਗਨੀਮਤ ਦਾ ਮਾਲ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਗਏ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ। ਔਰ ਸੁਬਾਹ ਮਹਿਬੂਦ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਅਹਿਲਕਾਰ ਭੇਜ ਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਚੋਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮੰਗਵਾ ਲਿਆ, ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਫਾਂਸੀ ਦੀ ਸਜ਼ਾ ਦੇ ਦਿੱਤੀ। ਔਰ ਜਦ ਉਹ ਫਾਂਸੀ ਦੀ ਸਜ਼ਾ ਦੇ ਦਿੱਤੀ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਸੀ ਮੈਂ ਰਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਪਛਾਣ ਸਕਦਾ ਹਾਂ, ਜਦੋਂ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਆਇਆ ਉਹਨੇ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਪਛਾਣ ਲਿਆ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਨੂੰ। ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਸਲਾਮਤ, ਹੁਣ ਦਾੜੀ ਹਿਲਾ ਦਿਓ। ਦਾੜੀ ਹਿਲਾਉਣ ਕੀ ਸੀਗੀ ਕਿ ਸਾਰੇ ਹੀ ਫਾਂਸੀ ਦੇ ਤਖ਼ਤੇ ਤੋਂ ਥੱਲੇ ਲੈ ਗਏ ਔਰ ਸਭ ਨੇ ਇਕਰਾਰ ਕੀਤਾ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ, ਮਾਫ਼ੀ ਮੰਗੀ ਕਿ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਅੱਗੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਵਫ਼ਾਦਾਰ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਅਹਿਲਕਾਰ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਤੇਰੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਾਜ਼ਰ ਹਾਂ। ਅਸੀਂ ਇਕਰਾਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਭੈੜਾ ਖੋਟਾ ਕਰਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ। ਔਰ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਨੇ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਆਜ਼ਾਦ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ। ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਕਹਾਣੀ ਹੈ, ਸਚਿਆਈ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਪੇਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਸੰਤਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇੱਥੇ ਸੰਤ ਇੱਥੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਸ਼ਰਾਬੀਆਂ ਕਬਾਬੀਆਂ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵਿਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵਿਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿ ਕੇ ਉਹ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜੀਵਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਆਜ਼ਾਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਤੋਂ ਮਾਫੀ ਦਵਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ। ਸੋ ਇਹ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਆ ਕੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਕਰਨਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਸੁਲਤਾਨ
ਚੋਰ ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸਣੋਂ ਹਟ ਗਿਆ ਸੀ ਜੋ ਰਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਕੁੱਤਾ ਪੌਂਕਿਆ। ਤੋ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੌਣ ਹੈ? ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਵੀ ਹੈ। ਤੇ ਉਹ ਸਾਰੇ ਕਹਿ ਕਹਾ ਕੇ ਹੱਸ ਪਏ ਸੀ।
Sultan Mahmud used to disguise himself as an ordinary person in the night time, and he used to go around his kingdom to find out how the people are doing. Once when he was doing that, he met five people. So he asked them that, "Who are you?" They replied, "We are the thieves." They asked him who he was. He said, "I am also a thief." So they became very happy and they said, "Well, it is very good. Now we can plan a robbery." But before planning the robbery, they said that we should appoint one out of us as a chief or as a leader. Now, in order to make someone as a chief or the leader, they all had to say or talk about their qualities. One of the thieves said that he has such a quality that he can easily fix a rope on the roof of a palace or to any high building, and it will be so strong that no matter how many people want, they can climb to that roof. That was a very good quality. The other thief said that he has this competence of smelling. Just by smelling, he can say where the treasure is. That was also a very good quality. The third thief said that he is competent in breaking the roofs in such a way that it will not make any noise. Nobody will know that the roof has been broken. Now the fourth thief said that he has the quality that he can easily understand the language of the animals. The fifth thief said that he has the quality that if he sees anyone, even in the night time, even in the dark, he can easily recognize him during the day. Now, when they all were talking about their qualities, they asked King Mahmud about his quality. So he was thinking what he should say. So he said that I have such a quality in my beard that if I move my beard, I can free hundreds of people, even if they are sentenced to death. They all laughed very much and they said, "Well, this is the best quality." So they chose him as their leader. So after the chief was chosen, they planned a robbery and they planned to break open the roof of the palace of the king. So because king was now one of them, he was compelled to go along with the plans they had made. So they all went. So when they were approaching the palace, one dog barked. The other thieves asked that person, that thief, who had the quality of understanding the language of the animal, that what is he saying? He replied that the dog is saying that there is a king among you. So they all started laughing. They didn't believe. So they all went to the palace and using all their qualities, they all did their jobs perfectly. And they took out a very valuable treasure. They took away very valuable treasure from the palace of the king. Now, since king had known where those thieves were, because after the robbery, they had divided the treasure and they all had gone to their places. Next morning, when the king woke up, he sent his people, he sent his soldiers to those thieves and he caught them. And they all were sentenced to death because they had stolen. They had done the robbery in the palace of the king. Now, when they were being taken to the gallows, that particular thief who had this quality of recognizing the person, even if he had seen him in the night time, in the dark time, when he saw the king, he at once recognized him. And he said that, "Your Majesty, I have recognized you. Now you should exhibit your quality. You should move your beard and save us from the gallows." So the meaning of moving the beard was that he had to say that, "Okay, you are pardoned." So they all were saved from being killed. So this is just a story. What is the reality? The reality is that God Almighty is the King. He comes in this world in the form of the saints and Mahatmas, and He lives among us. We, the drunkards, the indulgent ones, we, the dirty ones, He lives among us, and He lovingly tells us about His qualities, and He always forgives us. He always takes us to God Almighty, and He makes Him forgive us. So saints and Mahatmas come in this world, and they live among us. They assume this body, which is full of dirt and filth. They do this only for the sake of the souls, since they come in this world to take the suffering souls back to the real home.
Guru Ram Das Ji Maharaj da shabd rakhe janda hai.
A hymn of Guru Ram Das Ji Maharaj is presented to you. It is worth listening to with much attention.
Kalyan Mahalla Chautha Panna 1326 Ram Ham Das Anandas Kari Jai Ram Ham Das Anandas Kari Jai
सब तो पहला असी सोचना है कि गुरु रामदास जी महाराज किस राम की तारीफ करते हैं क्योंकि जग दे विच चार राम है एक राजा रामचंद्र होया जिसने हिंदुस्तान दे अंदर अच्छा राज कीता हरेक नू न्याय दिता वो अपना टाइम पास करके चलिया गया दूसरा राम मन है जो हुण इत्थे बैठा है कदी कनु पता नहीं उन्हें कित्थे जाना है इंग्लैंड जाना है या जर्मनी जाना है उत्थों उठ के हिंदुस्तान नु जाना है तीसरा ब्रह्म राम है जो सब दे अंदर कारोबार करा रहा है चौथा राम सचखंड में बैठा है जो संतान का राम है
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वी हैव टू थिंक दैट विच रामा गुरु अर्जुन देव जी महाराज गुरु रामदास जी महाराज इज प्रेजिंग बिकॉज देर आर फोर रामास वन इज किंग रामचंद्र हु वाज अ वेरी जस्ट वेरी वेल नोन किंग इन इंडिया व्हेन ही लिव्ड ही वाज वेरी पॉपुलर एंड ही गिव जस्टिस टू द पीपल ही रूल्ड इन अ वेरी गुड वे एंड स्टिल पीपल रिमेंबर हिम द सेकंड रामा is our mind. Our mind always goes on moving from one place to another. We don't know that our mind, who is present here at this time, in the next moment, where he will go, whether he will go to England or Germany, or in the next moment he will go to India. So that this Rama always goes on moving from one place to another. It never stays at one place. Third Rama is the Brahm, who is within everyone and who is making people do the things. Fourth Rama is the Rama or God of the saints and the masters. And he lives in such country.
Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj kende hai, Ram, Ram, sab ko kahe, keha Ram na hoye, Gur Prashadi Ram, man vase ta phal paave koi.
Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj said that everyone talks about Rama, but no one can know him just by talking about him. Only with the grace of the master, can one realize that real Rama in his own self.
Closing bhajan is on page 80. This is Sanchi's bhajan, Sada Nakoi Veloko. O people, O dear ones, no one is ours, and we are not of this world. Except Sawan and Kirpal, we know nobody else. The true Nam of Sawan makes the life. In a moment, it removes the dirt of birth after birth. O giver, grant us the treatment and remove the disease of egoism. O Satguru Kripal, beloved giver, giving up the whole world, we have called upon you. Make us focused to go straight to Sachkhand. The realm of negative power is huge. Save us from it by showering grace on us. You yourself make us free from the traps of Maya. We do not recognize your mercy on our soul. You are beyond description and name. Your form is radiant. Wherever I look, I see your form. Make Ajab obtain the grace of Kirpal and Sawan. O people, O dear ones, no one is ours, and we are not of this world. Except Sawan and Kirpal, we know nobody else. Sada Nakoi Ve Loko, page 80.
Sadhana koi ve loko asina jahana de sawan kirpal bajo kise nu ne jana de sadhana koi ve loko asina jahana de sawan kirpal bajo kise nu ne jana de Sawan da naam sacha, jindagi banondae, janmadi mel lagi, palavich londae. Sawan da naam sacha, jindagi banondae, janmadi mel lagi. Palavich londae data kario ilaj sada home roga tane de sawan kirpal bajo kise nu ne jana de sadana koi ve loko asina jahana de Sawan kirpal bajo, kise nu ne jana de. Satguru kirpala, datara piaria, chardake jahan sara, tenu hi pukaria. Satguru kirpala, Da tara piaria chardake jahan sara tenu hi pukaria sarde ladeo dhyan siddhe sach khand jan de sawan kirpal bajo kise nu ne jan de Sadhana koi ve loko, asina jahana de, sawan kirpal bajo, kise nu ne jana de. Varda kala da pasara, daya karke bachalavo, maya de janjala vicho. Apahi chudalavo Varda kalada pasara Daya karke bachalavo Maya de janjalavicho Apahi chudalavo Atma terem tera Asina pachana de Sawan kirpal bajo, kise nu ne jana de. Sadhana koi ve loko, asina jahana de. Sawan kirpal bajo, kise nu ne jana de. Tuhe alake anami tera. Nuri sarup hai, dekha me jidhar disda, tera hi rup hai. Tu hai alake anami tera, nuri sarup hai, dekha me jidhar disda, tera hi rup hai. Daya kirpal sawan di ajayabanu pan de sawan kirpal bajo kise nu ne jana de sadhana koi ve loko asina jahan de savan kirpal bajo kise nu nahi jaan de.
You are beyond description and name. Your form is radiant. Wherever I look, I see your form. Make a jab, obtain the grace of Kripal and Sawan. O people, dear ones, no one is ours and we are not of this world. Except Sawan and Kripal, we know nobody else. May God bless us all.